Your dad loved to fish and to hunt. My mother didn't like fishing, but she decided if you can't lick 'em, giant 'em, and she became a better fisherman than he was. I remember when I was about 8 from Pittsburgh, we walked through the cemetery in Edinburgh, which is near Lake Erie. We walked through the cemetery and got a rowboat and would go out and my mother would fish for crappie and I would row the boat. I was very good at it. She would get a lot of crappie and then she'd give them to people. Crappie are a big, beautiful fish that bite better at night, about that big around.
So the first thing you did was lived in a rooming house. Did that?
Oh, well, that was just a few
and then
weeks.
You built a
and they built this place.
Bungalow. So that was the first couple of years, and then they moved into a house, but not on Water Street.
No, it was on the street over beside that.
Oh, and not then, in that neighborhood.
Yeah. And then they found this other house, and when I came home from college that summer, they had already moved, and I didn't know where anything was, and my father fixed me. I had a room at the front where you fell out of the window, and Ludi says, catch him or he'll fall on his head. Dad built closets and Mother made curtains, and it was just a beautiful little doll house that they fixed up for me.
Yeah, I don't remember.
And they did make me a doll house when I was 9 years old. I remember hearing them in Pittsburgh chuckling down in the basement. My mother and my father, and by that time my aunt was living there too.
In Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
So your aunt lived with you?
For a while. She.
Ruth.
Aunt Ruth lived.
Your father's sister?
Yeah. His baby sister, whom his mother did not want to be in Coshocton because she might marry the guy that she was in love with, and her big sister had run away and gotten married, and grandma didn't want the little one.
How many siblings did your father have?
He had a brother, Carl, and a sister, Ruth. I don't know whether, I thought there were 4, but I can't identify any third child.
It was the older sister who ran away?
Oh, that's who it was. I never met her in my whole life. She died early of consumption or cancer or something.
So she ran away with someone and your grandmother evicted her?
No. My grandmother said to my father, if you would take Ruth to live with you in Pittsburgh, she would be away from this John, awfully nice, respectable salesman. But he was 6 feet 2 inches tall, and Aunt Ruth was 4 feet 11.
That was
Mutt and Jeff.
The substance of.
And she was only 18 or 19 years old, and Grandma didn't think she should marry that early.
Which is not an early time for people to marry.
Well, Grandma didn't want her to get married. I don't know. You know, I was only 4 or 5.
Here is this man living with his wife and. His sister lives with you too.
Yeah.
Just part of the household.
The top floor, there were 2 rooms. One was my brother's.
For a while in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. One was my brother's room and the other was my aunt's room. And that was the 3rd floor. And then I had a bedroom and my father had a bedroom and my mother had a bedroom. And then there was a little offshoot of a room somehow called a sunroom.
What was her role in the family?
Housekeeper. She loved keeping house. She loved children. And that gave my mother a chance to go in for a lot of club work. My mother belonged to the Southern Club and the UDC, which is the United Daughters of the Confederacy. And she refused to become a DAR, Daughters of the American Revolution, which she could have been. And she's a very busy lady. She also took a course in the Americanization of the immigrant. She wrote papers and she served on the jury and she she kept busy.
While Ruth tended, kept the house. So
yeah, happy as a mud hen.
It was an arrangement that suited them both.
It suited my mother. It gave my mother a chance to get out of the house, which she hated. And she'd get away from Ruth, whom she loathed.
So she was living with a woman, her brother, her husband's sister, whom she didn't like much.
That's right.
Did that cause certain tension?
Well, she was a lady. And Aunt Ruth was the sort who, after she had a weak stomach and she couldn't eat this and she couldn't eat that, and finally, after we would wash the dishes, I helped her, she'd go to bed. She was in bed by 7:30 every night.
And up by 7:30 every night.
I don't know.
You got along well with her, Ruth?
Yeah, I didn't like her. I remember when she told me to do things, I'd say, "You're not my mother, I don't have to mind you."
And your father got along with
him? Oh, Jerry, yeah.
So he was the father of the house with the wife and the sister and the daughter.
That's right.
After your brother. So he was kind of the lord of the manor, kind of?